your evaluation of Moss and Thomas to this point?
Well, Moss had the injury that really set him back. He had about 5 days where he was just hobbling around. He was coming on fast. He had a couple bright spots the other night, but it wasn't near as complete as it would have been if he'd been practicing. So hopefully through this week, next week, we will see the improvement that we saw 10 days ago.
Jim, are guys catching on to this defense the way you hope they would?
We aren't catching on as far as fast as we would like. There's a lot of promising things that we see on the tape. There's a lot of good things happening on the practice field, but in the games we have not played well. And we just have to get better. And individual technique, accountability, we got to do a better job coaching as far as getting all the basic fundamentals taught and see where we are. But we still have ample time to get it done.
Thoughts on DJ and after his first two games?
He is feeling his way. He's going to make more and more plays. He had some excellent plays the other night, but there's some other plays that he wished he had back. I feel like the more that he sees it, the more that he's out there in game situations, the better he'll be.
Jim, with respect to specifically the run defense, what did you see the other night?
Well, we're giving up way too much yardage in the run in both ball games. I mean, we cannot have that and win football games in the National Football League. We have things that we can do to take away, but we don't want to rely on an 8-man front all the time to have to take away the run. We have to be able to do it in 7-man front, and we haven't done it to this point to the degree we want to. There's been several plays that we've fitted right, made good plays, but there's several plays that are going for way too much yardage, and we aren't fitting right. We aren't getting off blocks and swarming the ball as well as we need to.
Are you having the general problem that two gaps sometimes have of people being passive and reading too long?
Well, we're not two gap. We're not a two gap team as far as the way we play. Sometimes people will think of it, especially with our tackles, but we're not a two gap defense.
Did you have a chance to talk to Gerard?
Briefly, I have not talked to him since as far as in what has transpired. I haven't talked to him.